The United States and Israel have expressed their opposition to a security operation conducted by the Iraqi army in Kirkuk province. The U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert has called for Iraqi federal forces to limit their movements in areas claimed by both Erbil and Baghdad. She said that such a move will help avoid more violence in the region. The Iraqi army launched an operation to establish security in the volatile oil-rich Kirkuk earlier this week. In the meantime, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly been lobbying world leaders to support the Iraqi Kurds. Israeli Intelligence Minister Yisrael Katz also said what is important at the moment is to prevent an attack on the Kurds, their autonomy, and the region. Israel is the only entity in the region that openly supports the Kurdish region's secession drive. Let's break this down a little bit with Catherine Shakdam, director of the Shafakna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies. So the headline reads that the United States and Israel have expressed their opposition to this security operation. Very tempting to say, so what? But it should be because of the outcome that they're actually saying this, right?
Well, yeah, because what they're trying to do, once again, now that Daesh is on the run, is actually find a mean, number one, to promote, chaos and actually national fragmentation in Iraq. To try to get a footing in Iraq and to, from then on, then be able to keep an eye on Iran, or at least, be able to kind of maneuver their way closer to Iran. It has been, the agenda from the very beginning. I mean, whatever you see happening in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria has always been, against Iran in a way. Of course, they are very local agendas, but we have to understand this as a global, a regional move, for Israel and the U.S. to actually assert their military presence and actually, oppose Iran, in that Iran is actually promoting political self-determination. Now, what is interesting with the Kurds' position is that now you have the U.S. and Israel, using political self-determination as a kind of asymmetrical weapon of war against Baghdad. But we have to understand that it's actually not about political self-determination. It's not about, autonomy. It has a lot to do with ethnocentrism. It has a lot to do with the fact that Israel and the U.S. are actually trying to damage the integrity, the territorial integrity of Iraq, with no real plan to actually, be able to arrange any kind of autonomy. What they're trying to do is just fan chaos and trying to actually accentuate whatever ethnic tension may have existed by playing not only the sectarian card, but like I said, ethnocentrism. So this is very dangerous, because there is no way that, breaking up Iraq is a good idea, at least not at this point in time. And this is a discussion that Iraq needs to have, by the way, and not the U.S. and not Israel.
Well, there's an interesting development here, and that was the Russian factor that we have to look at, I think. Rosneft coming in saying that, we're going to take control of the major oil installations. So it sounds like U.S. is not reaping any rewards that maybe it hoped for, along with Israel, perhaps, who may have had an eye on the Kirkuk oil fields. Do you think that that's a double blow for both Israel and the U.S.?
Well, definitely. I mean, the local agenda that I was talking about earlier is always about natural resources and controlling natural resources, because once a nation do that, then you have much more power, or at least you can lean on other countries and exert pressure on them to do whatever it is that you want to do. So this is something that the U.S. has wanting from the get-go when it just, entered Iraq back in 2001. It kind of backfired. It continues to backfire. So I'm just waiting for the light bulb to go on in Washington, for people there to realize that wars are actually not helping anybody. If anything, it's actually helping local communities to actually wake up to the reality, which is U.S. imperialism, and by extension, Israeli imperialism.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you, Catherine Shakdam, director of the Shafakna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies.